The Church of Our Lady of Bandal, or simply Bandal Church, is the oldest and most famous Catholic Marian shrine in eastern India. Some 50 kilometers from Kolkata, the capital of West Bengal state, the historic monastery on the River Hooghly was built by Portuguese traders in 1599 and entrusted to a small group of Augustinian friars. Later, a church was built with a statue of Our Lady of the Rosary, which is now on the balcony of Bandal Church, revered as Our Lady of Happy Voyage. Bandal Church came under the charge of the Salesians of Don Bosco in 1928. Archbishop Thomas D'Souza of Calcutta has designated Bandal Church as a special Jubilee of Mercy church during the current Jubilee of Mercy, which Pope Francis officially inaugurated for the worldwide Catholic Church by opening the Holy Door of Mercy of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome on December the 8th. Since June 2015, Indian Salesian Father T. L. Francis has been the prior as well as parish priest of Bandal Church. Visitors and pilgrims at the shrine now have a few pleasant surprises that Father Francis has introduced. We called Father Francis on his mobile phone to know about them. Last week, in the first of a two-part interview, Father Francis spoke about the opening of the Holy Door of Mercy of Bandal Shrine on December the 13th. The same day, Archbishop D'Souza opened the Holy Door in Kolkata. Father Francis said that end of February, the shrine is hosting a Bible convention to help the faithful experience the forgiveness and mercy of the Father through the Word of God. With regard to reconciliation or confession, which is an integral part of the Jubilee of Mercy, Father T.L. Francis said the Salesians are ever ready to serve pilgrims who request for confession and Mass. He said he is organizing visits to persons and families who have strayed away from the Catholic Church to help them taste the forgiveness and mercy of God. Those who are visiting Bandal after more than a year have some surprises. The prior of Bandal Shrine said that due to huge crowds, the church was closed to the public on Christmas Day following the morning Mass. But entering the shrine grounds, pilgrims could see a huge nativity scene of the birth of Jesus. Another outstanding feature that no one can miss is the open-air Way of the Cross, the 14 life-size stations of the cross piously depicting Christ's suffering and death. The Way of the Cross is a recent addition to the shrine by Father Francis, who took over as prior in June. He said the Way of the Cross is something that evokes awe, piety and devotion in both Christians as well as non-Christians, and many watch, meditate and pray in front of the figures. In the monastery, one can also see pictures of Mary, and near the entrance there is a large statue of Jesus on the mount, inviting all to come to him. Local media reported that at Christmas over 100,000 people had visited Bandal. Father Francis admitted that his faith is growing, witnessing the faith and devotion of the pilgrims, many of them non-Christians. Recently, he said, a man, probably a non-Christian, handed him a packet of rice that he begged for Jesus. Deeply moved by the gesture, Father Francis placed it at the feet of baby Jesus in the crib. Another new feature at Bandal is the exposition of the historic mast of a ship. Today, Father Francis begins the final part of this interview by telling us of this centuries-old mast.
The historical mast was set up in front of the church in 1655, and it stood as a sign of the dedication and the love of a captain of the ship who offered it, who was saved from shipwreck at the Bay of Bengal. And it stood there all this year till 9th of May 2010, when there was a cyclone, and the cyclone hit a tree and tree fell on this mast, and mast was on the ground in pieces. And it was kept like that, wrapped in plastic for these 5 years. And I thought that I take it out and display it for the public and also for the pilgrims to have a glimpse of this historical mast. So I prepared a place as they entered the church at the entrance. In a glass case, I have kept it. Not in standing position, because it cannot be erected as it was before. Besides, it has to be protected from rain. So it is well taken care of, and it was open to public on 11th of November this year. And I think it is also telling the people that history is still alive today. What happened in 1655, they can experience today. They can experience the faith of the captain of the ship seeing what is displayed in this glass case.
Now, what Bandal Church is today is vastly different from what it was when you yourself were a student there as a seminarian in the 1960s and 70s. I believe there was a long drawn-out case regarding this historic church. Briefly, what was the case about?
The case was about the ground close to the church. The local clubs wanted to use it for their games as a playground. Though it belonged to the church, they were not allowing us to put up the boundary wall. In fact, a lot of unpleasant things took place. The local people came and broke down the wall, which was built by Father Gobetti. On one of the Good Fridays, soon after the celebration, they found the wall on the ground. And it led to a lot of, you know, infighting and unhappiness and violent movements. And it had gone through a lot of struggle. But all through these years, the court gave us favorable judgment. Court held our right, saying that it belonged to the church. And the case is over. Now, we are the owners of this land. And so we are free now to establish a nice pilgrim center, but also to have different statues set up, given the mysteries of the rosary. And so the people, pilgrims, those who come here, they can experience something spiritually. The church was, as you know, built in 1599. And Father Gobetti has done a lot of renovation. He has put marbles on the floor and tiles on the wall so that it can be maintained. There is no need of, for example, painting the wall every year. And it looks neat and clean and very attractive to the eyes of everyone. And I must thank Father Gobetti, though he is no more, for the wonderful work he has done and the effort he has put in to make this a wonderful place.
What are some of the other facilities that you are offering for the pilgrims?
At the moment, the pilgrims also come from far. They have to make themselves comfortable for their meals in the Fatima Garden, very close to the church, or in front of the church, there's a ground which they can make use of, and we have limited room for them to stay overnight. But it is in our plan to build a three-story building for the pilgrims coming from far and wide to spend one or two days with us and experience the spiritual renewal. Still in the planning stage, that is something which I regret at the moment. We don't have sufficient space, sufficient rooms for the pilgrims to come and spend the night here and experience more and more Mother's love and protection. But I am planning my best to get this done without much delay.
Now, we know there was a history book written by a Salesian priest many years ago. With this renovation that you have started and new look that you have given to the church, is there any history book that is being planned or coming out?
There is no history book at the moment, but my plan is to bring out an album of different photographs of Bandel Church and different events that take place here with a small write-up. And at the moment, we are using the history of Bandel Church that was written earlier. We have in English and in Bengali. And I am trying to bring out the same thing in Hindi without much delay.
Any future plans you have, Father, regarding the innovations that you plan to bring about there at the historic church?
There is talk about building another larger church, because sometimes when there is a huge crowd coming in, Bandel Church is not big enough to contain them. So yes, we have a plan of maybe later on to build a bigger church for larger gathering. But it will be discussed in maybe forthcoming provincial chapter. And at the moment, nothing is decided.
It's a pilgrim spot, we know, in eastern India, the most famous, we can say. But what are the major events that take place during the year? Could you just briefly outline them?
We have, at different intervals, a lot of pilgrimages organized. For example, on 3rd of January, we have a huge gathering of Santals coming here from all over the country for their pilgrimage. And maybe later on, there will be a pilgrimage by the Catholic Association from Calcutta. They will be coming to Bandel Church on foot. There will be a pilgrimage by the Chinese community from Calcutta. So like this, there are different events taking place at different times of the year.
And the annual feast of Our Lady of Happy Voyage, do you have any such day dedicated to Our Lady?
The annual feast is held on the first Saturday of November. So we already had this year, and we hope to have good celebration also next year. This year we experienced a huge gathering and very peaceful, prayerful gathering. We hope to have the same thing next year too.
That was the final of a two-part interview with Salesian Father T.L. Francis, the prior of the Marian Shrine of Bandel Church in eastern India. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.